How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, if you want to remember something, you need to do one thing.
Remember it.
That's good. You need to do two things.
Write it down.
No, you need to draw it, not write it down.
Well, that's kind of writing it down.
So next time you need to remember something, they say draw a picture of it. They did some research on this, and recently they wanted to figure out the best way to enhance your memory. So they had one group of people write certain words over and over again, like apple or chair. And then they had the second group actually draw a chair or an apple, but they didn't tell any of them to remember the words. Then they made them all listen to different musical notes, which didn't have anything to do with it.
That was just like cleansing their palate.
Yeah. Okay. And they just wanted to kind of distance the, you know, research. Then they told them to write down as many words from the list as they could remember, and the ones who drew them remembered more than twice as many as the others.
What if you're not a good drawer?
I know, right?
It doesn't matter.
Like, what if you're telling yourself, oh, I need to remember to cook that turkey tonight, and then you go back and you're like, what's this handprint doing on the counter?
See, for me, I would be like, what's the name? What are the words that you were supposed to remember? And I'll be like, blob, 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 and blob. Because that's what my drawings would look like.
Got good news for you. Tom, I've actually seen your doodles, and you actually have improved over the years.
Oh, well, thank you. That'll be valuable one day.
I mean, you spent many hours during work practicing.
Doodling doesn't keep you from doing this job.
But here's the best part, okay? So this is going to answer your question. It doesn't matter how well you draw, okay? It even works for people who still draw like a five-year-old.
You just gotta see why.
Okay.
Because basically, it's just the fact that you are activating that part of your brain that makes you remember the word, not whether or not you did a good drawing.
So, like, say you want to remember to pick up dry cleaning. You draw a picture of a shirt or something, and instead of, like, on your, you know how some people have lists on the Post-it notes, and they have their little list? Just draw the picture of it instead, and then you'll remember to do it, probably. Instead, not even have to use the list.
And I wonder if you even have to draw something that goes along with it or not. Like, I wonder if for dry cleaning, if you drew a picture of an apple, you might still remember it just because you activated that part of your brain when you were trying to remember the word.
I don't have that research.
I don't know. I don't know either. I'm just wondering.
I'd end up picking up an apple pie, which is okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's not the worst thing that could happen.
I just send myself emails to work.
Okay.
And then I will write it down here. And when I go to leave work, I'll grab that list of things I need to do before I get home.
I go a step further. Mm-hmm. I send myself emails at work, and then I draw a picture of myself sending emails at work so that I'll remember to check them.
Yeah, I don't buy that for one bit. Can you text yourself stuff?
I've done that.
Yeah. I don't know how to text myself.
You have to know your number.
Okay, how do you do it? So I'm already in my number. Does it say like me on it or something?
No, you just
type your number in the two.
Oh, and then just text me?
Yeah.
You could have it if you type in your name, Hawk. It should pop up.
Really?
Yeah, that's what mine does. I text myself all the time.
I feel like we're talking to a five-year-old. Like this.
You know what? You don't have to insult me. You can educate me.
I wasn't insulting you. I was saying like a five-year-old hasn't learned this yet.
Okay, I stand corrected.
I got a text I sent myself and started arguing with me.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, no, we're not going out this weekend.
Okay, here's something for you, something that you try to remember a lot of times, someone's name. So
awful. I'm awful.
But think about this. What you need to do next time you meet somebody, you're like, okay, you don't tell them you want to remember the name. Just say, hey, if you don't mind, can you stand still a minute? I'm going to draw a picture of you. Now, you may not remember their name, but they're going to remember you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the person that draws people, right?
Yeah, and you're not even good at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stick figure.
I will meet somebody, and not 2 seconds later, I'm like, tell me your name again.
Oh, wow, yeah.
They're like, I just told you.
See, I would never do that. I just keep on not remembering their name, but I would never admit I didn't.
But if it's something, if I'm going to see them again, I certainly...
I'm going to look for every trick in the book. I will Google them. I will do anything but ask them again.
And then I'll see them again later, and they're like, hey, Cato. I'm like, hey, you. What you doing?
Hey, buddy.
There's so many of them, and only one of them. Me.
You stole that from me, and I stole it from somebody else.
No, you did not. You stole it from me.
I stole it from Bones, TV show.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yes.
I didn't. If you couldn't remember, I thought maybe you could try to draw some pictures and figure it out.
I can draw Bones.
Okay.
I'm not going to draw 206 of them.
Oh, let me tell you something. One of my kids, when they were like in kindergarten or something, drew a dog bone, and it didn't look like the official dog bone. It looked like something else. We couldn't put it up on the refrigerator is all I'll say.
I'm going to draw a picture of Cato lying about saying that I didn't make that up myself.
You should have threw the bone away and told him, hey, your dog ate your bone.
Oh, my.
Ate your homework.
Oh, gosh.
It's because it was a bone.
Yeah.
I think you should have said, listen, you're a pervert. We need to sit down and talk.
No.
I got in trouble in fifth grade for drawing anatomically correct naked women.
And you know what? You remember that story to this day. So
I even remember the teacher's name. It was Mrs. Henson. She was 111 and she was pale white when she saw that drawing. Oh,
so it works then, kind of.
It does work. Now I know what to draw.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I get a lot of flack from the crew here in the studio about how I do my marriage that has been successful for over 23 years.
I think you've done well, yeah. Well, listen, Jamie's done exceptional.
Well, I certainly give my wife a great deal of credit for what has happened, but mm-hmm. I feel like it is a partnership, and that in spite of the fact that certain members of the show belittle me and berate me for my marriage and how I choose to do it, it has been very successful.
Okay.
One of the things that I catch a lot of heat about is that we have a no passing gas policy.
Okay.
Because it takes the... I guess the romance out of some aspects of a marriage. So as a rule, and this is not something that is enforced with a, iron fist, if that would even be possible. But it's something that's just a general rule of thumb. We try not to gas each other out.
And quite frankly, it's kind of funny because y'all were talking about that the other day.
Yeah.
And I was surprised by someone that was commenting on it, and it wasn't Cato.
Cato, that's so gross.
I feel like that if you are really in love with your wife or your husband and that's what breaks the romance, then that's not true love to begin with. I mean, you should be attracted to her no matter what sounds come out.
It's not just the sounds, Cato.
I'm just saying.
John has Crohn's. We broke that barrier very early on. So I just...
That's a medical condition. You got to accept that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Well, I know that for our relationship, in spite of the abuse that I receive here.
I just feel sorry for you.
No, you feel sorry for Jamie. You don't feel sorry for me.
I felt sorry for her on day one.
Well, you know the meme that says, in front of her, if you can't fart, you don't have her heart.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, I can.
Where's I just don't.
Yeah. And that's the problem. You guys make this into something it's not. It's not about control. It's not about
I never said that.
Some kind of, you know, sick thing. It's just, we feel like it's more romantic if you aren't blasting each other out with obnoxious sounds and noises and gross smells.
Okay, continue on.
So this has created a situation where I think sometimes people who are like-minded with me will hold it in whenever they need to.
They gain a lot of weight, and there's
they don't gain weight. I want to talk about this medically. Okay. So, and it's not just a marriage, too. I mean, you could be at a meeting at work. You could be somewhere where it would just be inappropriate church, you know, during the prayer.
Yeah, 2 feet across from your coworker while holding eye contact and a conversation.
And the holding it in? Why would someone do that?
No.
Yeah, she's talking about you, Tom.
I know, but I don't hold it in here.
But he says, and this is understandable, that you guys are not in a romantic relationship.
Exactly. So. I have no romance to share with you.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Keep in mind, Tori, people have filed charges for being gassed by others.
That's true. It works.
So you saw a story. You got a witness right here.
You're walking both sides of the fence now.
No, I'll wait till she leaves the room.
Yeah, but
I don't care about y'all.
Yeah.
And then he says, "Oh, this egg is fresh."
That's why you boil eggs every morning.
All right. And hide the smell.
Well, I want to talk medically about this. Apparently, there are some reasons you should not hold it in.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, go ahead.
Diverticulitis, I hope I said that close to right, is when air pockets form in your digestive tract and cause inflammation. It can be painful. It can even be a bad medical situation. So doctors advise that you let it rip.
There you go. You don't want diverticulitis. Diverticulitis.
Okay. Yeah. Heartburn. Mm-hmm. Holding it in can cause indigestion, and it can lead to issues like heartburn.
There's nothing like having heartburn and then letting that release and it just dissipates.
To me, if you pass gas and heartburn goes away, there is something connected wrong in you.
Okay, how about just a belch?
Like a belch, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a big release there.
Because it's in the right place.
Well, I don't know, because there are a lot of people who end up in the hospital thinking they're having heart attacks and it ends up being gas.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I don't think I've ever had heartburn, but have been in the hospital several times thinking I was having a heart attack, so very well could have been a heartburn.
Yeah, or bad gas.
Okay, holding it in too long can also give you cramping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is something that is obvious. I mean, it seems like it. Then bloating, the buildup of gas can make your stomach balloon and feel unpleasant.
That explains a lot.
But this is the worst one of all.
What?
This is probably the strongest reason to not hold in toots.
Okay.
Mouth gas.
Oh.
When you hold it in, the gas can reabsorb into your bloodstream, causing it to go through your lungs and for you to breathe it out.
Oh, no, you're huffing a big old fart.
No, you're blowing it out.
I know, but you're tasting it.
Yeah, but talk to friends, get right in their face. Hey.
Can you imagine if people have bad breath? Yeah. There's a lot of kind of bad breath, but never have I ever thought someone had passed gas through their mouth.
I feel like I have.
Yeah.
I've met people before where I'm like, oh my gosh, my eyebrows, you're singeing them off.
Or, you know, back in the COVID day where you had that mask on.
Yeah, you got your own brand.
Yeah.
You're like, what is that smell?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's me.
So, Hawker, are you saying you have that?
No. I don't think I have that because I don't hold it in that much.
Okay.
But I've always heard, why fart and waste it when you can burp and taste it?
That's where it comes from.
I was so hoping that we would keep this professional.
It is. I mean, is that not true?
It's true.
Well, apparently you can apparently not toot and taste it still.
Yes.
Which is really gross. That's actually maybe the sickest medical thing I have heard in a long time. I had no idea that this was a possibility.
Mouth gas.
I can't believe we're talking about it.
Well, really? I'm doing it from a medical point of view to let people know they should not be holding it in.
I feel like this topic's right on trend.
And you are sounding all uppity like Tom and his relationship. Like, we can't talk about this.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It's wrong for my wife and I because we hold back. But, oh, my gosh, we shouldn't talk about
it. You said the other day she didn't hold back in a closet.
That was a private story.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jamie.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, do you participate in Lent? Not talking about dryer Lent or the Lent in your belly button.
Well, then no.
My first experience with Lent, because my wife was Catholic when I met her, is I ordered her for, I forgot what for, but it was, I got her, oh, it was Valentine's, I think.
Yeah, okay.
And I got her this selection of chocolates from all over the world. Swiss chocolates, Brussels chocolates, just all kind of chocolates. And so I gave them to her, and she's like, oh, I gave up chocolate for Lent. And I was like, I hate Lent, whatever it is. But I don't participate.
Can't you just switch? Well, okay, well, then that chocolate's not going to be it. Let me give up something else.
I was trying to get her to do that, but she said it was wrong.
See, I'm not a quitter. I'm not giving up nothing.
Okay.
Couldn't you have just had it after Lent? Just hold on to it?
I guess, but it just kind of took all the fun away from, like, you know, here's this exciting thing of chocolates from across the world. It was really, it was expensive and nice. And
okay, but a lot of people do participate in Lent, and it's the, they said, what's the hardest things you have to give up for 40 days during Lent? And that's building up to Easter, obviously, right?
Well, you say obviously, but I know someone who's recently asked, how long is Lent for? But if you don't know, it is Easter.
There's a lot of 40s in the Bible, like 40 days and 40 nights with Noah and all that stuff. You know?
Oh, man. Uh-huh. I thought that was a movie. 40 days and 40 nights.
Anyway, so the hardest things that you had to give up, this is what the people said, their cell phone or social networking.
How do you give up your cell phone?
That was one of the number one things to give up. But
maybe
people
they
do
mean
it.
Just, not just for the phone part, but everything else. That's crazy.
Well, they say 24% of the people between 18 and 24 said that is the hardest thing that they give up during the Lent.
I don't know if it's called the Lent.
The Lent. That's like the Facebook. Okay, so number two on the list was caffeine. People don't drink anything with caffeine in it for Lent.
I don't even know how you keep track of that. I mean, you just have to drink water the whole time.
Milk doesn't have caffeine.
Some people do just drink water, and most of the time it's just water.
Why even have taste buds?
But even some food has caffeine.
I know,
like chocolate,
right?
Chocolate has caffeine.
True.
So, yeah, that's horrible to give up.
Number three on the list, hardest things that people give up for 40 days during Lent is streaming services or watching or being entertained. That's why you don't participate.
I live alone. I need entertainment.
I just don't understand what you gain from doing this.
Well, it just shows, or it's your sincerity towards the God. I said the God again, but it's like you're showing, okay, this stuff is not as important as you are, God. So that's why people do Lent. That's why people fast. It's like just something that can help them connect closer to God.
I would be like, God, you are super important. Why don't you come over and watch some streaming with me?
Yeah, he's not coming.
But why not?
Well, he is too. He's with you all the time.
See, he's watching that show with me.
He's riding with you. A lot of times, Jesus takes the wheel when you're driving to work. I've heard that song. Okay, then they said chocolate was number four on the list, Tom. To revert back to your story.
My wife did do that once.
Soda number five, hardest thing to give up.
That'd be the easiest for me, I think.
To give up soda?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I hardly drink it anyway.
That's my favorite, when people give up stuff they don't yeah. eat or drink anyway.
Yeah, so I give up that.
They're like, I'm allergic to this. I'm going to give it up for Lent. Yeah.
Alcohol was number six.
Still going soda on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't on Kato's easy list.
Mm-hmm, it's not.
And then fast food was number seven. Those were the top things that people give up.
I could almost do that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's another one you can participate
yeah,
in.
Yeah, hardly go to fast food.
4% said they already abstained from all of those things that we just mentioned. 4% of people.
Why so even be alive?
Okay.
No, really. If you gave up all of those things, you're just like, what was that Mahatma Gandhi guy sitting in a little desert hut meditating?
Yeah.
What's the point?
People have lives.
Those people don't.
They probably get out and hike, and those are the hikers and bikers.
Well, plus, and he got famous from that, Tom.
I don't want to get famous from that.
Yeah, well, we know.
That's just, I mean, we got all these senses. We got the bodies to do stuff. I don't want to sit there and deprive myself of all that stuff.
But we don't have to judge somebody that does.
I wasn't judging. Did I sound like I was judging?
maybe.
And you're not depriving yourself. You got diabetes. You got IBS.
I would like to give up diabetes for a minute.
You're not giving up anything. You're just collecting.
I gave up playing air guitar to all the music here at B93.7, but I have picked up the air the tambourine. That's why I've been banging my side when the songs are playing.
I thought your sciatica was acting up.
I'd like to give that up.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, Crayola is bringing back several retired crayons for the first time in its 122-year history. That's
wow.
So we're celebrating with Dandelion, Blizzard Blue, Magic Mint, Mulberry, and all kinds of colors there. So they also been having a conversation. They also been having a competition on Facebook to celebrate the 122 years, where you could have the public give them some ideas for some new colors for crayons.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I think the competition is over. We're a day late and a dollar short, but that ain't going to stop Thelma.
I had some good suggestions.
Okay.
Red, white, blue. They seem not to have regular number colors. It's always the weird names.
I think they should put two of those in each crayon box because those go first.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's go ahead and give them a call today as I transition over to Thelma Hollister.
Welcome to the world of Crayola, where kids and color are number one.
All right.
To make sure you get the best service, we record all calls.
Oh, I do too.
One of the following six options.
All right.
For product safety information. Thank you for calling Crayola. May I have your name, please?
Well, hello there. My name is Thelma Hollister.
Hi, Thelma. I'm sorry. Can you spell your last name for me, please?
I always do. It's H-O-L-I-S-T-E-R-Y.
Thank you. How can I help you?
I was just wondering. I have 13 lovely grandchildren.
Oh.
And we always use Crayola colors when we do our coloring books.
Mm-hmm.
They just love those.
Oh.
Yeah. They actually came up with a list of colors that might be beneficial. We knew y'all was having like a Crayola color contest to do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that on our Facebook page, there was to come up with nicknames.
Yes.
That's closed. I'm sorry. That ended up, I think, a week ago.
Oh, that's...
Oh.
You know what? I had some great colors here to share. Would you mind if I just run through them and just let you...
You can. However, it can't go towards this contest because it's already closed. But you can certainly share them.
You know what? That's fine with me. I just like to throw these out there. You can use them if you want to. I thought some of them were cute. Here's the thing, too. I thought about celebrity colors.
Mm-hmm.
What if you had, like, celebrities and you'd combine the colors? Like, for example, what if you had Betty White?
That's cute.
That's cute, right? Yeah. Let's have a moment of silence. I sure miss her. Okay. You could have Michael Blue Blay.
That's cute.
Yeah, thank you. And Jack Black. Wouldn't that be cute?
It is cute. Yeah, it really is.
Well, and then being that I'm 83, I came up with some ones that would cater to the elderly a little bit.
Okay.
But it was Centrum Silver.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, you know, like the pills that I take.
Yes.
Varicose Vein Violet.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. How about Pepto Pink?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, like Pepto Bismol.
Yeah. Pink.
Or you could do like a Pit Stain Yellow.
Oh, my goodness.
That's gross, really. I thought of that.
I don't know if kids would like that. It's definitely for an older person.
Well,
right?
You know, kids like gross stuff, though. But
some do.
Yeah. How about Hemorrhoid Purple?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a riot. Oh.
Yeah, I know. But that was just a few that I had.
Oh, but, that's sweet. That was very nice.
And then my grandkids came up with a few more for the contest.
Mm.
And let me throw these out there.
Sure.
Use them if you want to. They put down pink eye.
Oh, okay.
See, I told you. I don't even know what shade of pink that is.
I don't know. I don't think I want to know.
No, I don't either. How about nail fungus yellow?
Oh, my goodness.
Told you. Yeah.
Yuck.
How about roadkill red?
Oh, my goodness.
They are clever little guys.
They certainly are.
Yeah. And here's some other Crayola colors that might be nice. They put gel jumpsuit orange down.
Mm-hmm.
You know the color of the orange jumpsuits the jail inmates wear?
Oh,
yeah.
Jail. I thought you said gel. Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, like
got
jail.
It. Oh, okay.
Say it with me. Jail.
Jail. J-A-I-L.
Yeah, jail. Say it.
Okay.
How about monkey butt red? Oh, here's one that's kind of like for the kids. Smurf poo blue. That's cute, but
that's cute.
I guess, well, but you think about the Smurfs if they did have to do something like that.
Well, this is true.
It'd probably be blue, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Oh.
I just have a couple more and I'm done here. Are you writing these down?
I am.
Oh, good, good. That way you can pass it along to the CEOs and executives. I had, and my husband, I do the laundry here at home.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband just, he gets on my nerves, but he doesn't hit the hamper. Do you know, are you married, dear?
I know what you mean.
Yes.
I live in a house of men, too.
My husband can't hit the hamper, and I pick up his dirty underwear every day. It drives me nuts. But I thought of Skidmark Brown.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I'm just throwing those out there. Use them if you want to.
Oh.
I will say, I have one more just quick idea here.
Let me throw it.
All right. How about a value package for the kids? And it would be like different colors of gray, and you could call it 50 Shades of Gray.
Oh. Well, okay. I'll certainly take that down.
You think it's inappropriate?
Honestly, I do, because it's more adult-like.
Yeah, but, you're probably right.
But I have heard that it's very much an adult.
Yeah, just mark that one off. Can you erase that one?
I can.
All right. Well, thank you for your time today.
Well, you have a colorful day. Thank you for calling.
You do. My favorite one was Monkey Butt Red, so... All right. I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She enjoyed some of those.
She did.
That's Crank Call this week here on the Hawk and Tom Show, 754.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.